Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on another weekday meditation. I trust you'll find this as an encouragement, but more importantly, a time in which you can find peace, power, and direction in your life by being able to take a moment and shut out the noise of this world and find peace and quiet. Quietude is one of the greatest tools in spiritual development. And as you join me on these weekday meditations, I want you to know that it is a goal of mine that you might build into your power habits and power routines of the day the weekday podcast, which will get a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture into your soul, and you might find quietude and solitude with this guided prayer meditation that between the two of them you can do in under 10 minutes, and then join me by grabbing a copy of Power Routines, which will take gratitude and Scripture, and then take journaling and prayer and make that all part of a power and morning routine. In 15 minutes, you can radically change the trajectory of your life. Today, let's talk about relationships. The wonderful leader Nelson Mandela once said, "When a deep injury is done to us, we never heal until we forgive." That is so true. As we prepare to meditate today, listen to Paul's words to the Ephesians in chapter 4, verse 32. "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." So let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to meditate. Lord, today, where I have people I need to forgive, would you begin that in my soul? God, I recognize that I need peace, and the peace and the power and the direction I know you can give me in many ways is hinged on my willingness to forgive. Lord, you said that we should forgive because we have been forgiven. Remind me of that today. And in my soul, would you begin that season of forgiveness? Lord, if there is a wrong that I'm not even aware of, would you make me aware of that so that I might be able to seek forgiveness and live in your peace and your power? So let's take just a moment and get prepared to meditate and listen to the voice of God. I've said this now for months on the weekday meditation that I believe that when we stop and intentionally listen to the voice of God, whether it comes in a nudge or maybe a prod or maybe it's a tug or a pull on our heart, it might even be an audible voice, but no matter how he speaks to you, building into your routine, just like forgiveness is a power source, we really have the greatest opportunity to forgive and grow when we stop and listen instead of just always ask. So we usually use a couple of deep breaths to treat that like a door that you're going from the hectic life and the stress and anxiety of this busy life into the quietude and solitude of God's favorite room, like we've hopped up in his favorite chair in his lap and we just want to hear from our heavenly Father. So let's breathe deeply. You ready? Prepare your soul and your mind for quietude and solitude. Let's breathe again. And I'm going to mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Enjoy this peace-filled moment to receive power and direction from your Heavenly Father. I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, let me read that quote to you again from Nelson Mandela. When a deep injury is done to us, we never heal until we forgive. Let your soul and your heart be filled with a forgiving spirit today, my friend. And when you do, I'll promise you, God will do something extraordinary in your life. I hope you have the greatest day ever, and you'll hop over to our sister podcast, the Weekday Podcast, later on. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's Weekday Podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the Weekday Podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another Weekday Meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.